Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
So good.
Perfect gifts? We've got them at Nordstrom Rack stores now. UGG, Nike, Barefoot Dreams, Kate Spade New York, and more. Find everything on their wish list all in one place.
Steve Madden? Yes, please.
It's perfect.
Did we just score?
The greatest gifts of all time? Yeah.
Head to your Nordstrom Rack store to score. Great brands, great prices, the greatest gifts of all time.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Welcome, everybody, to today's exciting episode.
Ooh, exciting.
How exciting is it going to be, Josh?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
I think we're off the scale.
Are we off the scale?
I think we're off the scale.
I think we are, mate.
Today's episode was kind of far too big for either of us, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought, well, what are we doing today? What did you want to do? It was alien abductions, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we thought, this subject definitely needs another person to get involved.
A third opinion.
So we reached out and we've got a special guest. So we want everyone to welcome. You might have seen him up and down wrestling the country. Wrestling up and down the country. He is a Bigfoot enthusiast. He is a conspiracy theorist. He is a flat earther.
He's a governor in the unknown.
A governor of the unknown. He's a real talented guy.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Please welcome Truman Roswell.
There he is.
Hello. Hello, Paranormality Podcast. Hello, Josh. Hello, Pirate. Good to see you. Good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Very good to have you on, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming onto the show, buddy. And we look forward to picking each other's brains and seeing what we can get up to.
Yeah. So yeah, you've got quite a history with the paranormal and conspiracy theories in general. Do you want to give us a little bit of a background on yourself, Truman?
I had an experience a long time ago, a couple of years ago now. It changed my perspective on the world, on reality in general. And I like to spread that message through the art form of professional wrestling. And I think that's worked out well for me so far, and I'm going to carry on doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good medium to spread your message on, I think.
Mm. Yes.
Definitely.
And I have seen Truman live, and he is one hell of a wrestler.
He is, yeah. I've not seen him live, but I've seen some of his promotional stuff, and the man is acrobatic. You've got to give it to him. And I'm guessing you've learned those skills escaping from, like, the Men in Black and, you know, the powers that be.
precisely that. And also, when you don't believe in gravity, it makes it much easier to do backflips off the top rope.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we should mention, we've got the VPN safety, haven't we?
So, we do, yeah. We're not being tracked, don't worry.
No tracking. Okay. You're safe here, Truman. It's all good.
Excellent. Excellent. You got that asbestos around your little shack there. Don't let them tell you that asbestos doesn't protect you. That's why they tell you that it's dangerous.
I actually installed a tinfoil hat on the roof of our studio today just to make
that'll
sure.
Do it.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
Okay.
So, how did you want to kick off this podcast with Truman Roswell?
Well, as I said, we decided to have a look at alien abductions today, and I thought it would be a good idea for us each to pick a case, and then we could rate each other's cases.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, you and Truman want to rate mine?
Yeah,
yeah,
we're up for
it. Mine is possibly one of the most famous across United States, at least, maybe even the world. Happened in 1975 in Arizona. To a man called Travis Walton. And Travis Walton was with a group of friends. They were loggers, like cutting down trees, tree fellas, lumberjacks, working hard, long days, real long days. The manager, Mike Rogers, he was kind of behind on some payments, so they were really working hard to get this contract finished, you know? And like I said, they were putting on long days, really working hard, a whole group of at least six of them. And when they packed up for the night, they were driving back. And now you've got to imagine the woodland out in Arizona, massive, you know, you're talking wilderness out in the middle of nowhere. And they were driving through all this wilderness when they saw a light, a red light, much like falling on Truman there right at the moment. And they said it looked like a fire burning through the sky. And to start with, they thought it might be a forest fire. They might get caught in the middle of the forest, in the truck, this old beaten-up truck. So they started flooring it down these little tracks. And then they came around a corner to a clearing, and there, hovering above the clearing, around about 100 yards out to the side of them, was a UFO, just hovering above. And they stopped the truck just so they could have a look. And before they knew it, Travis Walton had jumped out. He wanted to have a closer look. He's kind of in a bit of a euphoric state, or delirious, if you like. And he wandered underneath it, and he was just looking up at it. And all the rest of them were going, "Get back in the effing truck, you know? Get back here, get back here." And he's like, "Wow, what is it? What did you think they come for?" And then suddenly he was hit by this beam of light, just a white-blue light that... He said afterwards that it felt like it was hitting him like solid, you know, like being punched, like Truman had just knocked him out.
And, that's very likely.
Yeah, literally left him unconscious. All the rest of them thought he was already dead. So they just hightailed it. Mike Rogers put his foot to the floor. They got the hell out of there. And it wasn't for another couple of miles that they decided to calm down. And then Mike said, "Well, I'm going back for Travis. He's my best mate. I've got to do it." And they were all like, "Don't do it. It's just too scary." And he's like, "Look, well, get out of the truck. Wait here. I'll pick you up on the way back. But I am going back for him." And that's what he did. Couldn't find him.
So disappeared.
Yeah. He hadn't gone that far. Found, managed to find the spot where it had been. There was like smoke and stuff on the ground. No Travis. No UFO. And he had to go back, pick up his mates, go into town, and report Travis missing. That's what they filed it as, a missing persons. Now, the police came out. They wanted to treat it as a murder investigation because that's naturally their first thought, which one of these lads has killed him.
Yeah.
And this went on for days and days. They got search dogs out, helicopters, whole towns worth of people combing the area, searching through the trees, looking for Travis. No sign of him. The lads that were a part of the lumberjack crew even took a lie detector test to prove that they were telling the truth. And in all but one of their cases, it was absolutely definite. They were telling the truth of what they'd seen. 5 days later, Travis Walton shows up.
In the forest?
He shows up at a gas station is where they pick him up from. There was a film made about it. If you believe the film, he was totally naked and suffering from severe PTSD.
Well, I imagine you would. Yeah. Inducted.
And that was when he declared, yes, no, I was taken on board this alien spacecraft, not treated particularly well. He was strapped to an operation table, and they examined him. He said the only cease from it was when, like, these little bald-headed grey alien types, you know, they were examining him, doing various medical procedures on him. And then eventually a humanoid walked in the room and got them to stop. And then he followed the humanoid to another room, who then put a mask on him. And that was when he blacked out and appeared back on Earth 5 days later.
Loss of time.
A lot of time lost. And not really much memories to account for that. But what he did have was definite aliens. So what do you reckon?
I mean, it sounds believable, to be fair.
Yeah?
And also, I've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this as well, Truman, but in lots of cases of alien abductions, there seems to be a lot of memory loss, and there seems to be a lot of loss of time as well.
Lost time is a very big thing, yeah.
Well, for me, what makes it believable, what makes any story believable, is the details. And when someone can describe something like the heat of the ray and the colour of the ray, I think that, that gives it that, that edge of believability to me.
Yeah, I mean, you can check this out for yourself. There is a film, it's called Fire in the Sky. It was made in 1993. Obviously, there's going to be some artistic licensing on it, but yeah, I mean, it's all there, you know?
Interesting. Okay.
Because Travis Walton wrote a book a few years after it happened, and that's what they based the film on, was the book that he wrote himself.
Yeah, and this is quite a well-known case as well.
Yeah, in America, very famous.
I mean, it does sound very believable, so...
I picked this because I would give it at least a 9.
At least a 9.
Not that I want to sway your decision in it either way.
We haven't decided on a system. What is our scoring system?
The paranormality scale.
It goes from
0 to 10, but no one ever gets a 10.
There's always room for improvement, Trina. Yeah. No one gets a 10. It started off as like how paranormal something is, but then we realized that not everything is paranormal.
So it's either how believable is it or how much do we like it?
That seems to be the scale. So
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. I both believe it and think it is cool. So yeah, I'd rate it high.
High? You going to put a number to that?
I think there's witnesses, there's details, it all hangs together. I would give it an 8.5. Are we allowed points?
Yeah.
If anything, we encourage it. So.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 8.525.
That's a first.
That is very accurate. I'm not doing the average on this. You can...
I think with the lie detector as well.
Yeah.
There
was one person that the lie detector just showed all readings were just unchartable. He couldn't be read at all. And that was the one member of the team that had fallen out with Travis previously. He was so worried that the police were going to pin it all on him that when they did the lie detector test, they couldn't even tell that he was saying his name correctly.
Yeah,
but the rest of them, it was all absolutely down the line.
It was, okay. Well, I'm going to give it. So we got a 9, an 8.
Well, I can't rate my own, can I? So 8.525 from Truman.
You know what? I'm going to give it. I'll give it an 8.7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? I'll be up there as well with Truman.
So
I don't know what that
8.476 to 972, something like that, around about an 8.4 average.
Well, I suppose because we've got a special guest and he's out of the rabbit hole and he's a survivor. I feel like we should save Truman for last.
Yeah.
So because I think
best for last. Yeah.
Save the best for last because if it's okay with you two. I'm going to delve straight into my story.
You've even got notes for yours.
I've got notes.
Look how prepared you were.
Because I've got the memory of a goldfish, so I've written it all down. I'm going to take you back to allegedly the first ever alien abduction with with proof in a way.
Okay.
So I'm going to take you to 1961. On 19th of September, there was a couple, a mixed race couple, called Barney and Betty Hill. And Barney and Betty Hill, they lived in a rural area of New Hampshire. And at 10:30 p.m., the Hills were driving back to Portsmouth from a vacation in Niagara Falls and Montreal. Betty then started to see a bright point of light in the sky that moved from below the moon to the west of the moon. While Barney was driving the car, Betty realized it must have been a shooting star, but she couldn't shake the feeling that it was more than just a shooting star.
Okay.
And in case you haven't noticed, I've written this like a story because I wanted to be more entertaining. And now I've realized, I think this is going to be different to your two stories. And now I feel silly.
I've done the same as you. And I'm also terrible at reading. So you're already winning.
So this is why I memorize my story.
So the light began to move again in an erratic way, growing bigger and brighter. She urged Barney to stop the car for a closer look, so they pulled over just south of Twin Mountain. Betty whipped out her binoculars to observe the odd-shaped light. She discovered it was a craft, and it began to flash different colors, traveling across the moon this time.
Oh.
I hope you're still
But it was, what, within the atmosphere by this time? It wasn't like out in deep space. It was closer.
It was a bit closer. Yeah, yeah. And from her perspective, it was kind of going across
the moon.
Still
in the sky, yeah, very much in the sky.
So Barney then decided to look for himself using Betty's binoculars. At first, he thought it was a plane, but quickly changed his mind when the craft rapidly descended in his direction. They began to drive again, following the craft in the sky as it got closer and closer. Betty claiming the UFO was at least 40 feet long and rotating, whilst being silent and moving erratically through the sky as if it was bouncing. The UFO suddenly shot towards Barney's 1957 Chevrolet, causing him to stop in the middle of the highway as the craft hovered 80 feet above them, stood still. With one hand on his pistol, he grabbed the binoculars to look up at the craft and saw 8 to 11 humanoid figures peering back at him through the window. They had black uniforms with black caps. The Hills were then abducted, and time went by, and they had weird sensations and impulses they couldn't explain. Their watches didn't work, their clothes were torn, their shoes were scuffed, buzzing sounds surrounding them, and metal circles imprinted on their car sent their compass spinning in all different directions, and a pink powder was on Betty's dress.
Ooh.
The Hills were then interviewed after this and hit a mental block and didn't know how they could explain the missing time and their memory loss between the interaction and being back in their car as if nothing had happened. Under hypnosis, they recalled the event in even greater detail, which left more questions than answers. And that's my story.
Okay. I'm not hopeful that you're going to be able to answer any questions to this one.
I can.
Can you?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So how much time was actually missing? Was it just a couple of hours?
Seven hours. Yeah. 7 hours between getting abducted and then they were suddenly back in their car as if nothing had happened.
But they don't remember what happened to them in that time.
No, so Barney claims as well at some point the craft had a structure come out of the bottom of the UFO, and that was the last thing he saw before, you know, they
blacking out
yeah, and then ended up in their car. So this craft that was 80 feet above lowered this structure as if it was like a ramp.
Right.
And then that was it. They were back in their car and they could remember everything.
But they'd actually gotten out of their car at the start to...
Yes.
Had they to look for
Barney
the binoculars?
Did. Okay. Barney did, but Betty sat in the car because she was a bit scared. But they had binoculars as well. And the fact that they could see, well, Barney could see people in the UFO and describe them. And then also what was interesting was when they were under hypnosis, they retold the story. And not once did they divert from the story. It was all legit. There wasn't anything added apart from extra details of like how they were feeling, the sensations, and little tidbits and things that.
But it was consistent throughout.
Yeah, it was very consistent.
Both of their stories were identical.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, makes a good case. What do you reckon, Truman?
Yeah, man. I think also it being the first case, the first, like, you know, public big case, they didn't have a lot to go on. So they were either very imaginative or it's real, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like you say, there would have been no one before them who's reported this for them to get the idea from, you know?
Yeah, no inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the little things as well, like Betty found pink powder all over her dress, and they analysed it, and they couldn't find out what it was. It was an unknown substance, and they couldn't explain that.
Oh. And who comes up with that? Who would just, you know, it's stranger than fiction, isn't it? Pink powder, the unexplainable pink powder.
Oh, it is, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I've even heard of that sort of thing happening even since with abductions, with any of the other abductions that I've studied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and still, until the day they passed away, they still kept to the same story. They never once said, no, we made it up, this was a hoax. They were both, you know, and even when they were interviewed separately as well, their stories were consistent and the same.
And the fact that they couldn't actually identify the powder is quite cool as well. Because obviously back in the 1960s, there were probably less than 100 elements on the periodic table.
Mm-hmm.
So certain elements wouldn't have been identifiable anyway. And if this was of alien origin, I've explained to you, Josh, before that various materials, like, say, aluminium, or even iron, you know, something basic like that, they have different isotopes dependent on where in the galaxy they're created. So iron that was created near to Earth would have a different isotopic value to one that was created on the opposite side of the galaxy, because it would have been a different star going supernova that would have created that.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. And it's worrying you now, isn't it?
You're blowing my mind here, man.
Yeah, so to have these unidentifiable elements kind of almost backs up what Bob Lazar was saying back in the 70s and 80s, you know, how we just haven't developed the technology to create these things yet. So how can we even identify them?
That's very true. Very true. Hmm. Yeah. Is Bob Lazar a hero or an enemy to you, Truman?
A hero, I would say. Yeah, he blew the roof. He got it all out there, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we like that.
But back to your story then, Josh.
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Where are you sitting on this, Truman?
Again, I think because it's the OG story, I'm going to rate it very high. What did I rate the last one? I rated it 8.2, right? I'm going to give this one a flat 9, I think.
A
flat Earth 9. Because there's so many little details. There's also the corroborating evidence between them both at different times. There's the fact that they stuck to it. And then there's also, again, the way that they would have had to have come up with all of those little details from scratch. So yeah, I'm going to give that a 9.
Yeah, fair play. I was thinking 9.4.
9.4.
Yeah, I was thinking, whoa. Yeah, because it is the original case, isn't it? Yes. The original abduction that everything else has set the bar by.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything before this either. So yeah, it's so, got to be...
Yeah, I've got to give that high. 9.4, I'd say.
Nice. So that's an average of 9.2. Yeah. Oh, I could work that one out.
Yeah.
So now we bring it to the man himself, Truman Roswell. What have you got for us today?
So we're expecting big things here, Truman, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, don't put me on the spot.
A man so established in conspiracy theories and, you know, the alien nation, you know, you got to bring us a good one.
Let's see what we got. So mine is a mixture of both of your techniques. I've got some notes, but I'm going to try and wing through it, so please bear with me. The year is 1994, Rua, Zimbabwe. It's just a normal day in aerial school, primary school, full of primary school age children. It's lunchtime. Kids are doing kids things. The adults are doing adult things. The staff are on their staff break. And all of a sudden, they hear screaming. And not just from one child, not just from a group of children, but the entire cohort of 62 children start screaming at the same time. And teachers are, you know, they're used to screams. They know when a kid is screaming because they're playing, and they know when a kid is screaming because they're hurt or in danger. These were screams of terror, and all at the same time.
Wow.
So they go out and they investigate, and the kids come running towards them. So also, if this was, you know, some sort of a game or even mass hysteria, you'd expect that scream or that reaction to spread through them like a wave. But it didn't. It was all at the same time. And they were also not just, you know, scared for that moment. They also went home and they were clearly traumatized. Some of them went through depression. Some of them lost connection with their parents and trust with their parents entirely because they had told them what they had witnessed and they weren't believed by their parents. So obviously their parents were quite concerned and started talking to each other and realizing that they were all coming up with the same story. And this wasn't just, you know, one or two weird kids coming home and telling their parents that they'd seen something spooky and then being mad at them for not believing them. This was 62 kids, 62 normal kids, all experiencing the same thing and then going through the same emotions at the same time. So they started a committee and they started taking stories from the kids. Mm-hmm. And they all experienced the same thing. They all said that they saw a black metallic wet stone land 100 meters away from them. And two men came out of the stone while another one ran around in slow motion around the stone, as they said. They were
the
wearing...
stone being the flying saucer, the craft. And that's how they described
exactly.
it.
That's how they described it, because they didn't have the vernacular or the vocabulary to describe what they were seeing.
Yeah.
So that's how they described it. That's how many of them described it. Some of them described it slightly different, but it all described the same thing. That was the average of their description. So the beings that came out of them, all three of them, were wearing black metallic clothing that looked very slippery. They had white, almost plastic-like skin, and their eyes were the size and shape of basketballs, but also pitch black. Many of the kids also said that when they looked into those eyes, they received a message. And also, again, to the same story, different point of view, angle of this, is that they received the message in different ways. Some of them received it emotionally. They just received the emotion of the message. Some of them received it as imagery, and some of them were just spoken to. But they never used the words telepathy. They never, you know, if they were just parroting a story, if they'd heard an older kid say this thing, they probably would have come up with the same type of phraseology. But they didn't. They all came up with their own way of describing this message being sent to them. And the message basically said, be aware of technology. It didn't tell them any solutions. It didn't tell them anything else. It just said, be aware of technology. Mm. And to give this credence, the only reason why we know about this story is because it was reported by Pulitzer-winning Harvard psychologist John Mack, who put his entire reputation on the line to report this story. He was told he was crazy. He was almost ousted from Harvard, never to do research again. But he went through the entire rigor and got his book out and got this to the world. So wow. that is the story of Ariel School.
That's interesting. Zimbabwe. Yeah, I've heard of this story before, possibly not in quite so much detail.
I loved it. Otherwise, it's great.
I have heard of it from a couple of other sources. So, yeah, well done for that one, Truman. It was a very good story. Well done.
I got chills when you said about the basketball eyes. I was like, that's creepy. I don't like the sound of that. Ugh.
Very, very compelling case.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was children.
Yes.
Many of them all saying the same thing. It gives it a lot of credibility, doesn't it? Because particularly if a child is scared, they're less likely to lie, aren't they? They're just going to tell you the truth for what they saw.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever happened to them. And when, like you say, there's 60 of them and they're all coming up with the same story, that's really giving it some grasp then, isn't it?
Yeah. And I didn't know that about the guy. Was it John Mack that reported it?
John Mack, yeah.
Harvard
Pulitzer Prize-winning psychiatrist.
And the fact that he put his whole career on the line, that suggests to me that this is 100% real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't even need to debate this. I'm going straight in. 9.9, mate.
Now, I'm a little torn on this one.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you why. I like the story and I rate it very highly, but I do have to dock Truman a point or two because this is abductions and what he's described is a close encounter of the third kind, not a close encounter of the fourth kind.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but
technicalities.
It's the rules. So whereas I was thinking, you know, the roundabout the same as you, 9.7, 9.8. I'm going to bring it down to about. I'm going to come down to another 9.4.
A 9.4.
Just because the children never reported going on board the craft. It was the aliens that came off the craft to communicate to them.
Maybe the children abducted the aliens.
So on the aliens' homeworld, they're getting 9.9.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was fantastic.
But that would still give you the highest story so far. What you 9.9 and I was 9.4, so that would give you a 9.65. So, yeah, you're still the highest story.
Whoa, winner.
Yeah. Well done.
Whoa. He wins today.
Do I get a belt of some kind? That's the only way I have achievements. I need belts.
We'll get one too, yeah.
That is okay, true.
Cool.
At great expense, we'll get one made up for you and delivered in your post office box.
Yeah, the first ever paranormality champion.
Yeah.
Truman Roswell.
Yeah. Whoa. Definitely.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good story.
Yeah, I thought it was a good story, yeah.
Yeah.
And in general, should we put alien abductions in general? Because, I mean, there are other very, very prominent alien abduction stories, and you see them even on YouTube. How often have you surfed YouTube looking for alien abductions caught on camera? There was that guy in China that left work when it went out through the gate, the light flashed, disappeared, and then a light flashed again 2 hours later, and he appeared, threw up, and went home and never came to work again. And it was all just caught on CCTV. Yeah. Do you ever see that one?
No, I don't think I've seen that particular one.
No?
How do you explain that to someone? How do you explain that I was gone for 2 hours and then I vomited? Like, who's going to believe you?
Yeah. Unless it was on camera, which these things sometimes are, sometimes aren't, you know? But I think that all three of us now should put abductions to the paranormality scale in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's happened enough through history, hasn't it? And there's lots and lots of reports.
There are.
The sad thing is that if you talk about alien abductions or something like that happened to people, you just immediately get called crazy or no, it's a hoax, it's a load of rubbish. And I don't think that's fair because it happens quite a lot.
Told to stay quiet by the men in black or whatever.
Yeah, it's true. And yeah, it's a grey area with the government getting involved and things. But actual alien abductions, I believe they do happen. So, I mean, I'm going to give it a flat Earth 9. I'm just going to give it a flat 9.
Flat 9, yeah?
Yeah.
Truman?
Nice. Oh, for my own story?
No, just for in general. General
abductions. 100%. Can I give it 10? Can I give it 10? Because
You can give it a 9.999 recurring.
Yeah, I'll give it that. Because yeah. I believe my own eyes. I've seen what I've seen. And mm-hmm. yeah, 100% I believe.
That's fair. What about you, man?
I'm going straight down the middle, 9.5. And set that average right there.
So alien abductions is quite high.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I believe in them.
Yeah, 100%. It's an odd thing, alien abductions, isn't it? It's just, I find them so fascinating.
Yeah.
It's just, I could read and listen and watch stories all day long about aliens and alien abductions. And I really want aliens to come down and prove themselves if they're not already here. That's the thing. Well, I don't know.
Maybe they are.
So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. So, 9.5 on the paranormality scale for abductions in general.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with that. So, with that, Truman Roswell, the best guest we've had on the show. Well, we can't discredit other guests. We've had some lovely guests. But Truman Roswell.
You would say that because you're biased.
I am biased because Truman Roswell is a pure talent.
And he's one of your heroes, really.
He is a hero. And if you get a chance to see him wrestle up and down the country, I said it right this time, please go see him because it is amazing and it is a real treat. And make sure...
And support your local wrestling club.
Support your local wrestling. Yeah.
Exactly. Support your local conspiracy theorist.
Yes. Do that as well.
Yes. And be outspoken in what you believe. If you go down the rabbit hole and you find some information, stay true to yourself.
Exactly.
Don't let people call you crazy.
Yeah, don't worry about what other people think of you. If, you know,
that's right.
If you've had an experience, then that's your personal experience, isn't it? So it shouldn't mean anything to anyone else anyway. And if the men in black come knocking, just tell them to f*** off.
I think you should have a beep then.
Probably.
I like it.
But anyway, Truman, is there anything else you'd like to say to self-promote yourself as a wrestler and a conspiracy theorist and general...
And survivor.
Yeah, please. I mean, I don't usually like people following me, but please do follow me on social media at TrumanRoswell_wrestler on Instagram, on Twitter, not on Facebook. I don't really use Facebook. But yeah, follow me. I would shout out to all my my upcoming bookings, but I don't know when this is coming out. But Josh, I believe you're joining me at Pro Wrestling East tomorrow.
I
may or may not be there. Nothing. Zip. Not saying a thing.
That will be in the past by the time this comes out anyway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You'll have found out by then. But yeah, other than that, I'm all good. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on, man. Yeah, it's been absolutely. A blast.
It's been a pleasure to have you, Truman.
And, pleasure to be here.
I wish you all the best in all your wrestling endeavours, and I hope the men in black don't get you. I hope nobody gets you. Just keep one eye behind you, yeah?
Keep being you, man. You're an
inspiration. I hope nobody gets you too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We've got our defences. Yeah. Right, so if you have been abducted by aliens, let us know. If you know somebody who's been abducted by aliens, let us know. If you know an alien that's been abducted, let us know. We want your emails at paranormality.uk@gmail.com. Nearly forgot that. Maybe my head's been drilled. Who knows? Come and find us on Discord, Instagram, TikTok. We're not on Facebook either, or Twitter.
Mm.
You know, nuts to the system.
Yeah.
But generally, leave a comment under this video if you're watching it on YouTube. If you've downloaded the audio podcast, then we hope we've made a very good episode for you today. And
Until next time, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
And I've been Truman Roswell.
And this has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are in Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.